Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump is issuing an executive order for the creation of what he is calling the National Garden of American Heroes. NPR's Amy Held reports it was part of a divisive speech Trump gave at Mount Rushmore last night in which he described the toppling of statues as part of a left-wing cultural revolution.
With the granite faces of Washington, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Lincoln looming large, Trump raised the prospect of a brand new monument.
A vast outdoor park that will feature the statues of the greatest Americans to ever live.
The order doesn't specify a location, but gives examples for statues, including the founding fathers, abolitionists, civil rights leaders, and police officers killed in the line of duty. None will have lived perfect lives, the order states, but all will be worth honoring. One topic Trump barely touched on in his 40-minute speech to the packed amphitheater was the coronavirus, still spreading uncontrolled across the country. Amy Held, NPR News.
President Trump arrived back at the White House early this morning following his Mount Rushmore speech. He is planning to speak again later tonight from the White House South Lawn. Thousands are expected to turn out on the National Mall for what the president is promising will be a special evening. There will be fireworks and a military flyover over Washington. The annual PBS telecast at Capitol 4th is usually broadcast live from the National Mall, but this year, performances by the likes of Patti LaBelle and Renee Fleming were pre-taped from locations around the country because of the coronavirus pandemic. The actress and singer Vanessa Williams is co-hosting the broadcast, which is also being presented amid the protests sparked by the killings of George Floyd and other Black Americans. This year's 40th annual broadcast.
I felt as a woman of color, I had to represent and I had to be clear about what was going on in the world. And I think they did a wonderful job in not only including me and addressing the message and the feeling that many have in America.
According to a Harris poll, about 60% of Americans say they will not attend holiday gatherings. NPR's Allison Aubrey has this advice for those who do.
Given the virus is still circulating widely, there's no such thing as zero risk. But if you do plan to socialize this weekend, outdoors is safer than indoors. Being masked is better than not being masked. And it's best to avoid crowds. The smaller the gathering, the better. If you plan to watch a fireworks display, best to watch from a yard or rooftop and avoid public places that could be crowded. If you're entertaining, best to go BYOB and not share food or utensils. Also, encourage everyone to wear a mask when you can't be at least 6 feet apart. There is increasing evidence this does help stop the spread of the virus. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
And this is NPR News. The number of COVID-19 deaths in Brazil has topped 63,000, yet NPR's Philip Reeves reports that Brazil's president has watered down a law compelling people to wear masks.
Brazil has the world's second largest coronavirus outbreak after the U.S. Now its Congress has approved a law making it mandatory to wear masks in public. Yet President Jair Bolsonaro has vetoed parts of that law, clauses that would require masks in churches, schools, shops, and factories. He argues these might violate the public's rights. Bolsonaro's sabotaged mask wearing since the pandemic started by repeatedly appearing in public without one, sometimes among crowds. His veto doesn't stop mayors and governors enforcing their own local mask wearing laws. Yet for Bolsonaro's critics, this is more evidence of the president's disastrous handling of this catastrophe. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
A large explosion that shook parts of the Somali capital Mogadishu today is being blamed on a suicide car bomber. Authorities say the bomber sped through a checkpoint at the city's port before police opened fire on the vehicle. Casualties are unclear. The Associated Press is reporting a separate bombing at a restaurant in the city of Baidoa that killed four people. There have been no immediate claims of responsibility for either attack, but al-Shabaab militants often target the capital. North Korea is dismissing further talks with the United States. The North's vice foreign minister said today they would be nothing more than a political tool for Washington. His remarks came after former National Security Advisor John Bolton said President Trump might seat another summit as an October surprise ahead of the election. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.